Good morning. May we come in?
Look for the silver lining where a cloud appears in the blue.
And there's that Silver Line theme again, announcing the daily visit of Ronnie Mansfield, the talented young entertainer who sings the popular songs of your choosing each weekday morning at 9:45. Your announcer is George Moon, and I have with me, as usual, a few carefully chosen transcribed messages, which I will distribute all in good time. But right now, it's time for music in the Mansfield manner.
So always look for the silver lining and try to find the sunny side of life.
Greetings, neighbors, and a warm Wednesday welcome to you all. Well, we open today with music in a Latin American mood, the current favorite, Negra Consentida. Or in English, she say, my pet brunette.
Love me, my pet brunette, love me. And always think of me as I think of you. Hear me, my little one, cheer me. I need you right near me. I want you, I do. Take me, my pet brunette, take me. How can you forsake me? Why won't you be true? See, dear, have pity on me, dear, and answer my plea, dear. I love only you. Negra, negra de mi vida, negra consentida, quien te quiere a ti. Mira, mi alma dolorida, negra de mi vida, y solo por ti. Negra, negra de mi vida, negra consentida, deja de llorar. Mira, que mi pecho amante está delirante de felicidad.
Ah, now, George, that we've taken care of the opening music, how about you ringing in the day's first commercial activity?
Okay, and if it's permissible for these three lovely girls to stand here and sing for just a moment, we'll have some information of interest to the housewife. Mm-hmm. Of interest to her, that is, if she's thinking about buying a package of Ritt.
Hmm? Oh, perfect Ritt. Oh, perfect Ritt. It's easy now to dye your dress with oh, perfect Ritt. If you haven't a thing to wear, why, honey, don't you care?
Just stop your crying and start in dying.
You'll look like a millionaire.
If you've been worried because you've heard that professional dyers will only take the job at your own risk, now is the time for you to get acquainted with all-purpose Ritt. It's quite true, the best ordinary dyes and ordinary methods won't work on fabrics like Celanese and many of those beautiful rayons. But all-purpose Ritt is not an ordinary dye. It's a new and different kind of dye that's guaranteed for all fabrics, really dyes them deep, true colors. Of course, if you know your dress is cotton or silk or wool, use the old reliable Instant Ritt as always. But if you're not sure, get the new all-purpose Ritt because
the finest dye that money can buy is all-purpose Ritt.
A big box, 25 cents.
Now, friends, here's a popular tune composed by a woman. She is Mrs. Billy Hill. You remember Billy Hill, who wrote The Last Roundup and several other smash hit songs? Well, this was written by Mrs. Billy Hill shortly after the death of her famous songwriting husband. The melody, Who Calls?
Who calls when a western moon is pale? Is there someone on the trail? Who calls? When the sage is silvery white, is there someone in the night who calls? great divide. Someone who calls me to their side. Who calls?
Have you meet a very interesting gentleman right here.
What makes you think he's so interesting?
Well, his work, Ron. He's a foreman in an ammunition plant. And what's more, he's very happy about the whole thing, too.
This I've got to hear about.
All right, you will. Just tell my doubting friend all about it.
I am a happy foreman in an ammunition plant. And though I'm 65, I hardly act, if you will grant. For when my sons and grandsons, too, with marching off to fight, I join the ranks behind the guns to help with all my might. I'm happy, ha, 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 and I am hale and hearty, too. I strike the happy medium in everything I do.
That's the spirit. As you get along in years, you appreciate even more that the happy medium is best. Yes, even when it comes to the laxative you take. Today, millions of older people show their preference for X-Lax. They know how dependable and effective X-Lax is, yet how nice and gentle. Not too strong, not too mild. X-Lax strikes a happy medium, and it's so pleasant to take. Tastes just like fine chocolate. Try it next time you need a laxative. And as a precaution, use only as directed. X-Lax. E-X-L-A-X.
And now for one of those perennial Irish novelty favorites. You know the kind. Fast-moving, lots of words. Well, they call them camellias. Usually a little song telling simple tale of pleasure.
Have you heard the fiddler-fluter of the town of Ballymuck? The times were going hard with him, in fact the man was broke. So he just sent out a notice to his neighbors, one and all, as how he'd like their company that evening at a ball. And when writing out, he was careful to suggest to them, if they found a hat of his convenient to the door, the more they put in whenever he requested them, the better would the music be for bathering the floor. With a toot of the flute and a twiddle of the fiddle, oh, hopping in the middle like a heron on a griddle. Oh, up, down, hands around, crossing to the wall. Oh, hadn't we the gaiety at Philip's ball? There was Mr. Dennis Doggett, who kept the running dog. There was little Crooked Paddy from the Tyrolubbock Bog. There were boys from every barony and girls from every art. And the beautiful Miss Brady's in a private ass and cart. And along with them came the bouncing Mrs. Calverty. Mickey Mulligan was also to the fore. Rose Suzanne and Margaret O'Rafferty, the flower of Adam Gullion and the pride of Heatherivore. With the tootle of the snoot and the twiddle of the fiddle, a hoppin' in the middle like a herring on a griddle. Oh, up, down, hands around, crossing to the wall. Oh, hand, face, gay, dear, fill the flute, tipped a wink to little Crooked Pat. I think it It's nearly time, says he, if we're passing around the hat. So Paddy passed the cobbean round and looking mighty cute. Says you got to pay the piper when he do this on the flute. Then all joined in with the greatest joviality. Cumber and the buckle and the shuffle and the cut. Jigs were danced of the very finest quality. But the widow beat the company and handling the foot. With the tootle of the flute and the twiddle of the fiddle. A hopping in the middle like a heron on a griddle. A up, down, hands around, crossing to the wall. Oh, that breathed the gaiety and fill up Luna's ball.
And now another word from our Mr. Moon.
By transcription.
No fair, George, that's only two words. I'll try again. Now a word from our announcer.
Transcribed.
Ah, that's better.
Oh, you would ask me to hang pictures on a day like this. What a holiday.
Harry Taylor, you're acting like a baby. I asked you to hang two little
now,
pictures.
Now, don't you start lecturing, Judy. The way I feel, I can't take it. Oh, my head.
You mean you have a headache?
Listen, Judy, I have such a headache that I feel like driving this hammer clear through this wall.
Mr. Taylor, you're going to take a stand back, and now.
You mean snap back with stand back? Well, I didn't know you were...
I tried stand back the last time I had a headache. And let me tell you, Harry, there's a headache reliever that's really speedy.
Now, have you tried stand back? If not, by all means make that trial the very next time a headache strikes. Caution, use only as directed. 10 and 25 cent sizes. Be economy-wise, get the 25 cent size. See your doctor if headaches persist or recur frequently. For simple headaches, snap back with stand back.
Now more music by Ronnie Mansfield.
More Irish music this morning, George. We seem to run to groups of two this morning. And my second Irish song is the familiar and beautiful Rose of Tralee.
The pale moon was rising above the green mountain. The sun was declining beneath the blue sea. When I strayed with my love to the pure crystal fountain that stands in a beautiful vale of Tralee, she was lovely and fair as the rose of the summer. Yet was not a beauty alone that won me. Oh, no, was the truth in her eyes ever dawning that made me
drama, George. We haven't had one for some time.
Sir,